Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsession
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hey, it's Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. You know the websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, FamilyPetAncestry.com. You're probably already there. Let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg composed and sang that song with his wife, Sarah, that you just heard. He's going to sing his version of the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Patrick Brady is going to fix this audio, and Vilmos works on JackieCation.com, the website. There are many ways to support the show. The Amazon link is one. You can use an Amazon link from JackieCation.com or DorkForest.com to go to Amazon. You order like normal, and it supports the show. There is a straight-up donation button, PayPal or Venmo, to this email address that is mine, Jackie@JackieCation.com, where you can just donate to the show if you like the show a lot. I think PayPal has figured out a way to do a monthly. If you want to go monthly, please do. Other ways to support the show if you want to is you can buy merch. There's Dork Forest t-shirts, and all the shirts are union made here in America, so they run a little big. Union Bayside, so if you want to look up their size chart. And then the other merch is my stand-up merch. On JackieCation.com, you can watch me do stand-up, you can look at my schedule, and the stand-up merch, a couple of different t-shirts, couple of different enamel pins, and all of my CDs and my DVD. If you want to live stream my DVD, it's over there at comedyfilmnerds.com. They have a live streaming capability, or you can get a hard copy of the DVD on my website. Oh, there are premium episodes at Bandcamp. TheDorkForest.bandcamp.com has probably 10 episodes that were done live. They cost me a couple of bucks to make, so I charge you a couple of bucks. If you've run out of regular episodes, go over to TheDorkForest.bandcamp.com and get some more. Other than that, I say this, let's get into the show. Hey, it's Jackie Cation. I'm in my living room with Kira Sultanovich, who spoke to me at length many years ago about Korean spas.
Remember sweating that? In general.
Sweating in general. That's yeah. Right. And you're back for many reasons. But my favorite is on Instagram. Is it just on Instagram? It's also on YouTube, right? Your show, Let's Get Sweat. Let's Get Sweat.
Let's Get Sweat. You have to say it like an angry Russian.
because Kira Sultanovich comes from angry Russians, you guys.
Are there any other kinds?
The sweet loving, though. Haven't you read their literature? Come on.
No? It's all frightening.
It's all very, very
angry.
It's all
frightening.
So at Kira Comedy, K-I-R-A, comedy spelled, that's Instagram and Twitter.
Yep.
And the stand-up
comedy. And website.
And website. Okay. So you do the stand-up comedy, you go everywhere and do it, and you got a thing called Let's Get Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Get Sweat.
Yeah.
I can't do it. The Armenians were just like, let's somehow modify it, make it nicer.
No, the Armenians, they like to get sweat.
They like to get sweat.
They like to. And there's also Russian Armenians.
Oh, there's so many
there
Russian
Armenians.
Do you know why there's Russian Armenians?
Oh,
because
it's
of injustice.
A sad story.
Yeah, it's because of injustice.
Armenians are kind of like turmeric. It's an ingredient.
Turmeric? Turmeric?
I don't know.
No, it's
Caribbean.
Caribbean? Right, it's pronounced both ways.
Yeah.
But I had to say it the way I say it to know that you were talking about the spice.
Right. It's in everything. And you're like, oh. Oh, there's a Persian Armenian?
Hey,
oh my gosh. Oh, there's
you know
a...
who you can thank for that?
Yeah.
The Turks. Well played. We're everywhere. We're like Jews.
Wait a minute. What's the rug you have?
It's a Turkish rug.
And you're okay with it? Is that why you got it so you can stomp all over it every day?
No. Well, you know, my family came from Turkey.
I'm sure mine did too.
Right.
Son of Sultan is my last name.
Oh, wow.
So we are probably third cousins.
Oh, probably.
But you guys were murdered. Yeah.
We were murdered on the way out. Everyone who didn't run fast enough.
Jews were murdered too.
Jews were murdered. The Everyone's thing is you got to learn how to juke. You got to learn how to really make the good basketball moves.
Yeah.
And, you know, I bought that rug. It was funny. I was there with Amy Anderson. You know Amy
yep.
Anderson.
Yep.
We'll have her on the program one day. We were getting, we were on an Air Force base in Turkey, called outside of a town called Adana. And my sister sent me an article saying the history of Armenians in Adana.
Oh boy.
And then she said, open this when you're in Kosovo. And so,
oh, no.
And so,
So we were trapped on this base because Knobjob has ruined everything and nobody's allowed to leave the base, right? So it's like Pleasantville. It's a lot like the Truman Show. It's yeah. like you can see that there's fun just beyond the gates and you're yeah. like, I'm not allowed because he's broken everything. And we would just add to it. So we went to all the things on the base. Bowling alley, ice cream shop, bazaar, which had Turkish rugs and lamps and stuff like that.
Oh.
Vargas got lamps and Amy and I got rugs and we went also to the nail place. And as we walk in, Amy goes, "You're Armenian, right, Jackie?" And I said, not during this conversation. We're not talking about it right now. I did not want to have an Armenian Turkish conversation with people that were raised to not to be unlike the Germans. The Turks,
who acknowledged.
Right. And pay reparations to families.
They pay reparations to my mom. Yes. My mom is a Holocaust survivor.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Turks don't even admit that it happened and have essentially whitewashed it out of history. So I don't want to have that conversation with those people.
Right.
So we let that go. And
the
then
Turks are the Bill Cosby of countries. You know, horrific.
They look so good.
Horrific crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would ever, you know, like coffee. What's the big deal? Turkish people. They're fine.
Wow.
And then really,
we were raised differently.
But underneath it all, just horrific, horrific crimes.
Now, see, I was raised to believe that they were horrific, horrific people. And then I would meet individuals and go, "Well, she seems perfectly nice."
Yeah, yeah.
And so I would say that they're like Bill, but it's the opposite of Bill Cosby, where if we knew what Bill Cosby was like and then liked his comedy anyway.
Oh, well, some people still do. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get sweat here. What's your dorkdom?
Well,
let's get into it.
I am on brand.
Let me just say. Because you have podcasts too, right? You did that paranormal thing with Rontowski for a while.
I did. Yes, we did it for a while. My mom got sick and I had to eliminate something in my life because I was getting overwhelmed. I was flying to San Francisco every 2 weeks.
Right. And scheduling with another person is harder than doing solo projects.
And with a comic who is really good. So she's in demand and she's working and she,
right,
you know, is on the road and I was on the road. I just had to find something. Unfortunately, it had to be that.
Both psychically know it wasn't going to work out?
We did. We already knew.
Yeah, you already knew going
but
in.
But she was on your podcast talking about tarot, right?
She did Mothman.
Uh-huh.
She did the one I didn't like. That's right. There's episodes I don't like. But that's not because I don't like Karen Rontowski. But,
yeah.
But it was literally the Malaysian airplane crash. I was made uncomfortable through much of this dorkdom. Sometimes a dork forest will make me uncomfortable.
Well, that
but
happens.
For the most part, yeah. I wish to be supportive and happy as a clam. She's been on, she's done tarot. She did tarot years ago.
She did tarot. I remember she told me she was on tarot.
And also years ago, she did UFOs and aliens with Jen Kirkman.
Oh, and does
ghosts.
Jen love that?
Yeah, Jen's on board.
Jen loves it. Well, I know that you are into sweating because I know we have a Korean spa love affair together.
It's true. You're more into it, but I wish I were more into it. You still going to Northridge?
I go all the time. I was just there yesterday at a Russian spa. Well, it was my birthday yesterday.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Hello.
This
so
is
my
being
husband,
recorded in September.
In September. My husband, who knows me very well, took me to a Russian spa yesterday.
Oh, so not your regular Korean spa. A fancy Russian spa.
A Russian one where they beat you with vieniki, which is what I do on my show.
Is that leaves?
The branches, yeah.
The leaves in front of the person's face.
They're called vieniki because the word vienik in Russian is broom.
Okay.
So they look like little brooms.
They do look like little brooms.
And they beat you aggressively upon your face and back and buttocks.
And
anywhere.
You don't get scratched?
No. The leaves are soaked in nice warm water. And when they beat you, they're not hitting you to cause harm. They're hitting you to cause sweat.
They wish you to sweat.
They wish for you to make the sweat feeling good.
It's nice.
When you sweat, you're vulnerable.
I sense that.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what the world needs. I think all of our world's problems could be solved with sweat. So anyways, that's where I was yesterday. So I am obsessed with anything alternative, anything holistic,
right?
Anything that's, you know, not mainstream.
Okay.
So what I do, for example, for like wellness, and I know you do stuff like this too, because I know I've heard you talk about your chiropractor.
Right. Last week was a big day.
Big day for chiropractor.
Went to everything.
Acupuncture. You go to acupuncture. Yes.
Rolfing.
Oh,
Cairo, yeah. and my Pilates PT person.
Oh,
and then I also
gosh.
Went to Kaiser PT because wow. my body is a disaster this month.
Oh, okay.
But it is getting better.
So you would come to someone like me
yes.
who is not licensed.
Oh, interesting.
And not a professional.
And without the benefit of copyright. Yes.
No, I need like a disclaimer. Like I am not a doctor. I am not going to, please do not sue me.
Right.
But what I would do is I would try to figure out your issue with something called gemotherapy.
Talk to me briefly.
It's not gems. I know you're thinking like opals. What's happening?
Right, right.
Sapphires.
It's
no.
Or someone named Gemma. I know a woman named Gemma.
I know a Gemma woman as well.
we live in Los Angeles, you guys.
And not the character, not the cartoon character.
Oh.
Gemma.
And this woman, Gemma, was not named after that cartoon character, for she is older than I am.
Oh.
Interesting. I wonder what her full name is, because it might be a shortened version.
It might be Gemma Therapy.
It might be.
It's a family name. So I'm obsessed.
What is it?
I'm obsessed with...
Who trained you to do gemotherapy?
Nobody.
Oh, interesting.
Nobody. I am not... Please do not write Jackie letters. She had no idea what I was going to talk about.
This is a first, by the way, and never do it again.
You will not allow people to come in.
No, I don't like it coming in blind. I don't like to be blindsided.
But this is great.
But I like to be supportive. And what if I'm secretly not... Like, I don't care about this. This
yeah.
seems lovely.
This is fine.
This is one of those hippie things that I probably would go, how can it hurt? She's probably going to tell me to eat more kale. And
yeah.
so, but the
thing is, you might not be able to do this because gemotherapy is a tincture. Am I saying that right? Am I saying any English words today?
It is a tincture which has booze in it?
Of turmeric. No.
It's good.
so yeah, it has to be suspended in alcohol.
Right, right. So it's like those.
Are you allowed to have...
I'm allowed to do whatever the fuck I want.
You are,
I'm a grown-up lady. But what there's those not essential oils, but they're herbs and stuff, and they sell them
yes.
at the co-op.
Sure.
And it's essentially like there's the one that stops panic. What's the one that stops panic you put under your tongue?
Cocaine. No, that creates panic. I don't know which one stops it. CBD right. oil?
No. It's literally. Hippies in the 90s. You should know that back in the 90s, I got
hippies in the 90s. That's like such a watered down hippie.
Oh no! Those are the hardcore hippies that lasted through the 70s and 80s.
Oh, okay, I see. Grown up hippies.
I mean, seriously, like I got a series of enemas.
Oh,
I got I was macrobiotic for a year.
Ooh, I love all of this.
I was off gluten for a year, uh-huh. except for beer. Weird.
Huh.
Anyway.
The most glutinous gluten.
It was pretty gluten.
It's like extra gluten in beer.
It was pretty gluteny.
I think the first ingredient is gluten. Oh my God.
Right. So there was a lot of this tincture business.
Yes.
And it was, and that was my chiropractor in Minneapolis was a big fan of the tinctures. My acupuncturist here has a big fan of the herbs.
Well, here's the thing. I probably shouldn't be giving them to my kids because they do have alcohol in them. But
No, my grandmother used to give me shots when I had a cold.
Okay.
Well, she was just like, this will put you out.
Again, she lived through the Turks. And
right.
She had a lot of memories. She
little
wanted to.
Little peppermint schnapps. And
yeah.
She was like, you just take, here, drink this, take a nap, you'll feel better. And she was not wrong. She was not wrong.
Well, my parents would actually force alcohol on me. Still do to this day.
What's happening?
They were ashamed.
A quantity? Or just a small amount like that?
I'm not in any kind of program.
Right,
God
right.
bless the people that are, but I just don't drink.
Right.
People assume I'm in a program when I say that. I just forgot. I forgot to pick it up as a habit. And
oh.
the Russians...
No, you're not in a program because you don't have a problem.
Right.
Because if you would not forget.
it's the first thing on
the
to-do list.
One of the problems is the obsession of the mind. That's
right.
What sends you to a program.
My parents were obsessed with me becoming an alcoholic. So I don't know what kind of what.
Well, they might remember the value of vodka in Soviet Russia.
Right.
You open it, you better drink it because it's gone.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, because you just ruined it. You might as well drink it.
You can't close.
You can't trade it.
No.
No, you can't. You can't trade it for sheep or whatever you would trade it for.
Maybe not sheep, but sure.
Come on.
Grains. We were traded for grains.
Right.
We have five different conversations going on. But my parents wanted me to drink and I didn't drink and they would like argue with me and yell at me. I even have a bit about it where I'm like, we're at a party and like the shot glasses are getting lined up.
Yeah.
You know, vodka, vodka, vodka. And they get to mine and I politely say, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And my parents are like, you're embarrassing me at the party.
You're embarrassing me at the party.
And I'm like, I'm eight. And I have school tomorrow. So
right. I can't be hungover I got English as a second language.
I'm your ride home tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
So they were always embarrassed of me not drinking. But I give my kids this gemotherapy and things like that, tinctures.
Yeah.
It has alcohol in it, but whatever. I mix it with water
and it's an eyedropper, right?
It is. But I give it to them for everything. Like every
You're like, open your mouth.
I do. I literally open come over mouth. Like little baby birds.
Yeah.
And I put it in my mouth first. I regurgitate it. Into their mouth.
That's not happening.
It is amazing. I'm obsessed with all of
the, are they like, vaccinated? Are your children vaccinated?
Well, they are up to date. I'm not a lunatic. Yes.
See, what? No. But the thing is people are listening and they're like, I hope she's not one of those anti-vaxxers. I was like, you know what? She's not a pro-plague person. She just wants her children to be able to address all the things in the universe.
Well, look.
In different ways.
Like when you vaccinate, I highly suggest you do things like this, actually, to kind of help the body, figure out what the craziness that you just put into it. And
yeah.
I think before and after, it's a great idea to give them things like Boiron homeopathic pellets, obsessed with.
Are those they look like just a
little
tiny
blue tubes.
It's a little blue tube. They yes. have a whole row of them at Whole Foods probably or the co-op or.
Yes. And they dispense them in little, you can see what your ailment is.
Right. This is an expensive hobby. Here at Sultana.
Very expensive.
Well played.
But Boiron also makes the gemotherapy.
Oh, do they?
Yes.
Is it called gemotherapy?
It is.
Okay.
It is the small little part of a brand new baby plant. Or flower. It's the bud. It's like the early shoots.
Okay. And they make and they make tinctures out of that.
Okay. Because that has, much like people eating their placenta, that has the earliest vitamins.
Oh, we know those people too.
Me. You know me.
Oh, really?
You're looking at a placenta eater. Yes, I am. I know I dress like a soccer mom from Dubuque, Iowa.
Sure.
I'm very crunchy inside. I don't know how to express it outwardly. Like, I don't wear flowy clothes so people know it
from a mile
away.
There isn't a peasant dress or a peasant skirt or a peasant blouse?
No.
Why do we give it to the peasants? Anyway, I'll tell you what.
They're picking the gemotherapy.
Right, because it's the only medicine they ever had. So
that's it.
And it turns out they all live to pick rice and pick potatoes until the day they die, and then they fall over, and they lived longer than you.
Probably.
So, yeah.
But this is my obsession.
Okay.
Obsessed. Like, probably...
Full on. Sure.
People look at me crazy. My in-laws are, straight down the line, like, Tylenol, antibiotics, you know what I mean? Like,
right
away. Like... You bang your knee into a door, have some antibiotics. They look at the way I'm raising my kids and they're like, we're scared. We're scared for your children.
Here's where we're at with antibiotics with me. Because last week, here's what happened. I have not for 2 weeks been able to eat.
Mm.
After I eat, I get a stomachache every time. I put anything in my stomach, I get a stomachache.
You need to call Dr. Kira.
Well, Dr. Kira makes house calls, it turns out, because you're right here. So I, last week, and plus my shoulder has been so jacked that I haven't been able to lift it. As you can see, I can lift it. It is very beautiful.
Good. Rolfing?
The rolfing was the best of it, and the acupuncture. I haven't been able to go to my acupuncturist in probably 3 months because she retired. So to go to her, and she's still willing to see me, I have to drive to Alhambra. I have to drive to her house.
No.
Yes. And it's far away.
It's far.
And so I went to the acupuncturist, and I went to the, because my neck and shoulder were jacked. I was like, let's just, my rolfer is harder to get to than my chiropractor. So anyway, but my acupuncturist said, well, you have what is either a stomach virus or a stomach infection.
Oh.
And she said, and I went and saw her on Friday. So she said, take these herbs for the next 3 days. If you do not feel better, like done with it.
Yeah.
After 3 days, go to a doctor and get some antibiotics, which I thought was incredibly sane of her.
Right.
Like the only other time I ever, because I tend not to go to my Western doctors, even though I have insurance.
Yeah.
I treat it like catastrophic insurance. And it's
catastrophic,
which is when I was
sew this limb back on quickly. Like that's what I
right think like of, yeah. Right, like I for some reason I'm in greater pain than I can't wait
to
go to somebody. I got to go to Kaiser, so I feel much better. But I think after this, I may have to cancel my Pilates PT and go get antibiotics because
you don't feel like it's done.
No.
Mm.
Which is too bad because it is much better.
Okay, so I'm not anti-antibiotics.
Right.
I have taken them. My kids have when they absolutely need to take them.
Because you don't want to take antibiotics.
You do not.
And explain why, because First of all,
it rips all the bad stuff out.
Yes.
But it also rips all the good stuff out. Right. Your stomach...
The bad stuff is killing you.
Well,
that's when you use it. If the bad stuff is killing you, you use antibiotics.
But if people don't know,
it also removes your immune system.
All of it.
Yes. And so when you come back into it, my acupuncturist gave me a little kit of things to take when I'm done taking the antibiotics.
Like probiotics, basically.
Probably. Yeah.
Yes. You need to double up the probiotics.
Right. You need to put back all of the bacteria was good.
And the thing is, most people don't do that.
Right. Because they don't realize they live in a symbiotic environment.
Okay.
It's a very science fiction moment.
It is science fiction. Your gut has little communities living inside of it.
It has little peoples.
It does. And they really truly do talk to your brain.
Yeah.
But literally brainwashing your brain to feed them whatever toxic junk that they want so that they can live and survive.
Right.
This is 100% proven.
This
that
is science.
If you are addicted to sugar, those little biomes, those little gut bacteria, that there are good and there are bad, the bad ones are dicks. They're total douchebags. And they send a message to your brain that's like, we need more Snickers. You need a Snickers now. You won't be able to live without a Snickers. And don't forget to wash it down without a Coca-Cola. Like, that's what it's telling your brain. So your brain grabs those things, and these evil gut biomes are like, yes, going according to my plans. And they literally, in a sci-fi movie, they grow. Right. They get bigger.
Right. But the good biomes do the same thing. But they're not loud enough. Well, the things that they want you to eat that are good. And so they don't drive you mad. They don't affect your moods except for to make you feel better.
Right. But they're not bad guys. As loud as the bad guys. Much like in every Marvel movie, right? I mean,
I know you're trying to sell it to me here, but
I am.
If I get Thor involved, will she?
I'm trying.
Thanos? What is happening?
Yeah.
Loki?
All of those bad guys. They're all louder than the good guys.
Well, here's... And here we are. You say that this is proven scientifically?
100%.
You're going to have to link me those studies.
I will, for sure.
I cannot find, this is what, because I don't drink. I think that has been established.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't drink because I have a problem with drinking. I don't have any problem with drinking all of it. And so what I was told was that I was allergic to alcohol.
Sure.
And I said, what does that mean? Because I'm allergic to Percodan, and whenever I take Percodan, I get hives. When I'm allergic to alcohol, I don't get hives. I don't get a sneeze. I don't get my throat doesn't close up like it's peanuts. How can I be allergic to alcohol? I just had 8 shots of Rumplements and 11 beers.
What's the hacky joke from the 80s? I break out in handcuffs.
Oh, break out in handcuffs.
That's
that is
a good one. Right?
I don't mind that one. I don't.
I break out in herpes.
Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm. That is a good joke. But what has been explained to me, and I can't find the research on it, is that the way the allergy to alcohol works, which is like what you're saying, the allergy to sugar works, is it creates once consumed, it creates a craving that you cannot. That is hard to stop.
Yeah.
And the other half of it is this obsession of the mind where your biomes inside your body are going, you know, be really great.
Is a
sugary alcoholic beverage so that you could check the fuck out.
Right.
And so,
but those are connected. and they have proven this.
Right. I'm going to need to see some links because I can't find it. 100%.
Okay. Oh, it's everywhere.
Will you just send it to me
later? I will, for sure.
Rangers, but, she will send me info.
Another thing, if, people have questions about any kind of allergies. Like, I think the easiest job in the world is to be an allergy doctor, is to be an allergist. You know why? Because they just, you ask them, like, why am I allergic to peanuts? And they just go, bruh. Like, they don't have to have an answer because there is no answer. Because you could literally develop an allergy tomorrow.
Right.
My sister-in-law developed a peanut allergy in her 40s.
Right. I am currently allergic to raw beets.
Okay, I think everyone should be allergic to raw beets.
I like cooked beets, and I think you're denying your heritage.
It's murder. It looks like murder. A food, like a bowl that just looks like
you could
murder.
Get a golden beet, and they don't look like murder.
No, borscht has to be a bowl of red blood. That's what it looks like.
And borscht is a cooked beet, and I can eat it.
Oh,
because they're cooked and then it's cold. Is borscht cold or is borscht hot? I forget.
I mean, you should have it hot.
Yes. What's the cold?
Gazpacho?
Yes.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's someone left soup out on the stovetop and someone came over and was like, oh.
I'm going to assume you don't like gazpacho.
That's the worst.
How about a tomato and watermelon soup? Have you ever had that?
What?
It's poor? Delicious.
Oh my God. Are you destitute?
Here's what happens.
Now you're just making
poor
up
people
things.
Are given nothing. They make amazing food out of it. And then rich people spend $18 to put avocado on a piece of toast.
That's also ridiculous. Yeah. No, we're not going to have mayo sandwiches and call it artisanal.
No, but avocado on toast is actually quite delicious.
It is delicious, but we've been doing that, haven't we? That's not a new thing. I like how people with like a crazy beard and a retro t-shirt invent things that have already been around.
Right. Well, they're just...
Sorry, hipsters.
Wait a minute. They're monetizing
it. They are monetizing it.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So talk to me. What are you doing to your kids? What's happening? So somebody comes to you and what you have like a row of tinctures and you take
an eyedropper?
I took a
picture of my medicine cabinet.
Okay.
So that you would... understand. Just
does
so,
your
like,
husband have
I know
to
pictures
be the
are not
recipient of this
yes.
largesse?
Yes.
And good
yeah,
for him.
He doesn't get away at all. I rub things on people without them asking. So
this is a true dorkdom, my friends.
Yeah. I didn't do a good shot, but that's my medicine cabinet. You'll see chicory.
Right. You got Briar Rose in here.
Briar Rose
got a nice
is a gemotherapy.
A hornbeam,
yes. Those are all great. I do things for when you have a specific cough, when you have congestion, when you can't sleep. Briar Rose is more just great immunity builder.
You have Black one of those currant. Old people things.
What's that?
Which is where you can split up your pills into days.
Oh, you know what I put in there? My kid's oral immune therapy, which is what he's doing for peanuts.
Oh, okay.
So he has to now have a peanut every day. He's allergic to peanuts.
Okay.
We went down to Orange County.
Yeah.
For a year straight. And these are all the Boiron, the little pellets that from Whole Foods. I know. Pictures are great for podcasts.
Right, aren't they?
Yeah. So you know what those are.
Yeah, they're pellets.
So we now do something called oral immune therapy where an allergist gives my kid microscopic particles of peanut dust.
Yep.
And works him up to, he worked up to 8 peanuts.
He can have 8 peanuts?
Yeah. But now
so
daily.
If he flies on an airplane and there's peanut dust on the seat that he's sitting
fine.
On, he'll be okay.
He's fine. Yeah. He's fine. We've flown on many airplanes and I'm sure there's been more. I'm sure there's been syphilis dust and a lot of other things that are even scarier. But yeah, I mean, I get it. Like
I named this program, it would be called Syphilis Dust.
Syphilis Dust.
Yes.
And I have a pellet for that. I have a gemotherapy for syphilis dust. But I, like, if you came to me with your stomach issue, I would give you activated charcoal immediately.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No, but I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would also give you something called DE. I call it DE because I cannot say for the life of me, diamactus earth, earth. It's soil, basically. I would
dirt?
Give it to you. Yeah.
So you got some charcoal and some dirt that I should be taking in pellet form?
Diatom, Oh, diatomaceous earth. I always say it wrong. Diatomaceous earth.
Okay. I read that. N.K. Jemisin wrote that book. Anyway, so.
Yes. I have no idea what you just said, but I would love to see the action figure for it. So that is something that you take internally, obviously, through a little, you know, capsule, or you could even drink it. It's pretty disgusting.
Right.
But it would go in and literally go through your intestines, large and small, obviously. And,
thank you.
And cut through. It actually looks like a honeycomb, the pattern of it. If you look at it under a microscope, and it would literally cut through your intestines. So it would leave like almost microscopic scrapes. That's how strong it is.
Yeah.
But it would take all of that nonsense, whatever is inside of you causing distress, out. But unlike antibiotics, leave all the good stuff in.
Interesting. Interesting.
It like,
well, because it's like, it doesn't, it does, it's not a neutron like bomb. It's more of a reaper, right?
It attracts it like a magnet almost, especially charcoal.
Okay.
Charcoal attracts whatever, the Russian word for it is goddess. Whatever, like just junk is in there, whatever, you know, bacterial, whatever you have in there.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you're taking antibiotics, you better have a bacterial infection and not a virus, because antibiotics do nothing for viruses.
Right.
And so many people take them for viruses, and it's a waste of your immune system.
Right. Right. That's so, what my
good. Good. So you know that. So that's what I would give to you. Then I would take peppermint oil with coconut oil as a carrier, and I would rub that all over your feet.
My feet.
Yes. Because your feet, those pores are the largest pores in your body that go directly up into your system.
Okay.
I would rub that on your stomach as well.
Okay.
And I would rub it with peppermint, eucalyptus, tea tree. I would do like a concoction. That's what I do for my kids.
Would you
kids.
Take me to dinner first? I'm would so not. Sorry.
I would it's just right up into the old taint. And I would rub
that
your
taint,
whole
not
body.
My concern.
I would rub your whole body. And I would put it on your
my
back.
Bad shoulder?
No, well, sure, your bad shoulder is good too. But I would put it on your back because much like when you go to acupuncture, everything happens in the spine too. So why not throw some of those good oils on there as well? Now, I know you're not into essential oils.
No,
but
I don't mind them. I use lavender in the tub.
Yeah, that's like me saying I watched the Spider-Man cartoons when I was a kid. And you're like, I dress up as Spider-Man.
Right.
I am Spider-Man. I'm Batman.
I am Batman.
So I, you know, I do all of those things.
And then there's a whole other level.
There's a crazy level.
There's a
crazy level. My kids have a fever.
Yeah.
I wrap their bodies in lemon essential oil that's been soaked, like towels soaked in lemon essential oil. And I wrap their bodies in that.
Yeah.
I'm a lunatic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a crazy person when it comes to this.
But your children live.
Oh,
right?
yeah. They're very healthy. Right. Except for that peanut allergy. That's a big bummer.
Yeah, that's a drag. You're like, that shouldn't have happened.
I have EpiPens all the time.
Just in case. He gets more than eight.
Benadryl. Yeah.
In case he gets more than eight.
We have to, we're kind of on edge all the time.
Because you wonder.
It's not just peanuts. Cashews, almonds.
Oh.
Pistachios, walnuts.
Oh, wow. Your tree
all
nuts.
All of it. All of them.
All your tree nuts.
All of the nuts. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So what else can I help you with?
I feel like
I want to solve all of your medical.
So what do you do help with emotional?
Of course.
There we go.
Did you see the chicory?
I didn't. It was right in front, I bet.
Chicory was right. Chicory is right there. So I highly recommend.
Chicory. There's a chicory tea.
Do you know what that's
like chicory coffee is what is it's a shitty coffee substitute for poor people.
Well,
when I was a kid.
Yes. You know, this coffee actually has an interesting
it's got a Vietnamese
taste to it.
It's two scoops of Dunkin' Donuts and one scoop of Vietnamese.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that mixture. Yeah. So chicory is a great, this is great. I give it to my son.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to help with selfishness.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know if it does, but I'm a sucker and I got it. And you give him a couple drops. It's another flower remedy.
Does it beat talking to him about his selfishness?
Look, can you see the blue in my face? Because that's what color my face is after talking to him. there's only so much talking you can do, and then it's really hitting. And I don't want to do that.
No.
I was hit as a kid. And trust me, there are no gemotherapies that to that take away that trauma.
Exactly.
So I, you know, I have, yeah. He is a little bit of a douche to his sister.
Oh.
It's just his sister.
Okay.
If he sees a kid on the street, he is Mr. Rogers. He's like romper dumper, right? He's like all about like being their best friend.
Wait, so
it's just his sister.
Selfishness in siblinghood is just part of the civilization process.
I understand, but I cannot.
The implication was that he was a bad guy, but he's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid who is occasionally or possibly maybe often mean to his sister.
Douchey undertones.
Okay. Oh, they only have each other. Have you tried that argument?
All the time.
Okay.
All the time.
Because
I have even.
You and your husband will be dead.
Yes.
And that's all they'll have.
I've even done this terrible
thing.
They
have to be friends.
I'm sure some therapist will be like, please stop doing that. I'm sure.
No therapists have been listening to any of this going,
are you sure?
Anything but please stop doing that.
Please stop doing that. I have even done this. This is terrible. I don't recommend this. I've even pulled the dead brother card where I've been like, I wish my brother was here so that we could be. Like, I've done that.
Oh, because your brother is dead?
My brother. I'm part of the Dead Brothers Society, that club.
That is a weird club.
It's a weird
club. For anyone to have created.
There are some people in that club with me.
Is it just called a grief club, I hope?
No, we like to, you know,
you like
specific.
To jazz it up?
Dead Brothers. Dead Brothers Club. So I've even done that. I've been like, I wish my brother was here so that I could even fight over a toy with
him.
And
how old is your son?
He's 8.
Oh no! This is
not appropriate.
This feels too soon.
Not appropriate. But that's where I'm at on my nerve.
Right.
It's
so
the last
so you
one.
Give him some chicory.
Get an effort. Sugar. I don't.
Well,
think
you
it's
know what? It might help the people on the street. Maybe it's doing good work for strangers.
If
he's a good egg with strangers.
This is how big of a dick he is. The 4-year-old is running down the hallway. And my 8-year-old will put his foot out, cartoon style.
So she'll trip.
So she trips over his foot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that not a douche? Is that not the highest form of douchebaggery?
It's pretty bad. That is,
knowing that that's what's good. He doesn't think, like, I wonder what'll happen. No, he knows the outcome is her.
She's going to take
planted.
A header.
Yeah.
I would want to hit that kid.
Right?
Yeah. No, you're not wrong. Is there some solo time? Is there some, why don't you go stand over there by yourself and think about what a dingbat you are?
So here's what I do.
It's not funny.
It's not.
Have you tried to explain to him that it's not funny? And he's like,
but I
have to tell you, it makes me laugh every time, he probably says.
He wants to see it happen.
Right.
He wants to see it happen. Like
have you tried doing it to him?
I wish I could do the things that he'd be taken away from me. Right. If I did the things to him that he does to his sister, there would be a knock on the door.
Right.
Yeah.
You might want to talk to her about doing the things to him. Because you know what kids can do? Kids can beat up other kids. I saw it on Happy Days once. Fonzie met a bad kid and he wanted to beat him up so bad that he brought his nephew Spike over.
Oh my God.
And Spike's
was
15.
Was that Chachi?
No.
No.
No. Chachi is Chachi.
Was Chachi? Oh, that's right.
Was Chachi Spike? No.
Oh my God. Why am I thinking?
Yeah.
Chachi was Spike.
So Spike just shows up and Fonzie goes, this is my nephew, Spike. Spike's underage. You're underage. He can hit you.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a great episode of Happy Days, you guys. That's why you tune in, Rangers.
You know, the chicory is not working. Also, the thing with homeopathic alternative medicine that I have to stress to people is you cannot just give it once. It's not like an Advil that will last whatever, you know, like a Aleve will last you 10 hours.
A muscle relaxer.
No, you have to be so diligent. You have to do it all the time.
What does that mean?
Okay, I'll give you an example. I woke up one morning. Weird sore throat. I was like, what the hell is this bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. Because we use our throats a lot.
Yeah.
And
that's where most of the talking's done.
All of it. And I was driving to Santa Cruz, DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Driving to Santa Cruz. I had a, 6-hour drive ahead of me. And I was really freaking out because I had 2 shows and I couldn't speak.
Right.
I took my... do you know, it's people just call it Oscillo. It has a terribly long name. It's like Oscillo Colo.
Sure.
It is also from Boiron. It's also pellets.
Okay.
It's made from the heart and liver of a duck.
Oh, interesting.
Don't take it if you're vegan. I'd like to stress that to people.
Right. And do they have those things? And maybe they operate on the duck and then the duck still gets to live.
Here's how they figured out how Oslo would take care of our immune system. It oscillates your blood. And so at the turn of the century, some French dude, again, I know too much about this.
Right. Do you know the name of the French dude?
It's a French, a lot of vowels, too many vowels, an obnoxious amount of vowels. And then I think there's an X at the end. So fuck that guy.
He's saving your life though.
But he tested it out and he was trying out all these homeopathic alternative drugs and he ended up using duck liver. Like specifically a specific duck, not just your run of the mill, not like a Daffy or a Mallard, like a French duck.
Okay.
So it had an attitude and smoked cigarettes and he tried it out and it was the heart and the liver of a duck. Anyway, so just heads up if anyone, because a lot of homeopathic, you know, stuff like hippies are using and they're not vegan. So check it out. Anyways, I took, and this is ridiculous. And again, this is not okay, but this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I took a box. They sell them a box of 30 vials.
Okay.
And I took oregano essential oil.
Okay.
But again, it's diluted with coconut because oregano is very hot. It will burn you. It will hurt you. It is a dick of oils. And do not just put it straight on, straight up, although I have done that too. For 6 hours, I rubbed essential oregano oil on my throat, just right here, just on the outside. I'm driving. I'm rubbing it. I have it in my purse. I travel with it.
Do you have a roller?
Yes.
Did you put it in a roller?
Yes.
In a roller bowl?
Of course I did.
What?
And I rubbed it.
I was kidding.
For six. Yes. Jackie Cation. I'm not going to come on Cheryl a Dork Sultanovich Forest podcast and not be
bring your fringe
a full
bag.
Dork. Look, I have this. Of course, I travel with my Byron pellets. It looks like this. This one's called Breathe.
Okay.
But it looks like this. And I rubbed it for 6 hours straight and I took half a box of Oslo. I don't recommend doing it. That's 15 little pellet things.
Right. And that's $1,500.
It is a lot of money.
Yeah.
By the time I got to Santa Cruz, sore throat was gone.
Right.
Now
you were full.
I shit my pants. No, I'm kidding. no, that is one side effect. You might shit your pants if you take too many homeopathic drugs. No, I was
cleaning out your intestines, folks.
I was completely fine. I went on stage, did two shows, boom, voice felt great. No sore throat. I was what I call, quote, cured.
Okay.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a crazy person.
Well,
but it works for me.
Why do you like it? What got you into it?
My parents rubbed iodine on me my entire childhood.
What is that? What? What's happening? Why were you allowed to stay with them? Iodine. What is iodine? Iodine is
it's the only thing Russians have.
What the hell is iodine? I forget.
Okay. So first of all, in Russian, it's called zelenka for any of my Perusky people.
All right.
Zelenka is just the Russian word zelene just means green, which is what iodine is. It's just
what does it
green.
Come from?
Iodine. It comes from like...
You don't know either?
No. I do. Okay. I know. Well, first of all, there's different types.
Okay.
I believe...
I don't have my phone.
I'm going to say
look it up.
Seaweed.
You think iodine comes from seaweed?
Am I wrong?
I think you are, but okay. I can't remember because I remember at some point someone telling me what iodine was and what have people used it traditionally?
Okay. You can use iodine for seriously... It's in vegetables and seafood.
Okay.
Yes. So that's like kind of like, but I know it's seaweed is also.
You extract. Look who didn't turn the phone off.
Oh.
This sort of injustice.
Well, now I'm not the weirdo for not knowing where iodine comes from. Your phone makes noises too. Well, I'm going to read this to people because this is a podcast. The body needs iodine to make thyroid hormones. It helps your metabolism. It helps it helps bones. It helps skin. Iodine is
a
necessary element.
Yes.
So that's all Russians had.
Right. Or that's all your parents had.
No, all Russians. You find a Russian person like Soviet Russia. Now, they got everything. You know, they're all on Oxycontin too out there in Russia. But like Soviet, I like to specify Soviet so people know we stood in line for food. Like,
right.
That's a different type of Russian.
Right. You guys could build a moped out of nothing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, yeah.
And so my parents would put iodine on me all the time. Zelenka, something's wrong with you. Like, that's my, you know, Robitussin joke.
It was you know, Vicks, like, vapor rub when it was a kid.
Yeah. And remember Chris
might
Rock,
have been done in,
you know,
in Wisconsin.
He had the Tussin joke. Just put some Tussin on it, right?
What's Tussin?
Robitussin.
Okay.
That was his parents'
response to everything.
For everything. My parents, iodine.
Okay.
I had the chicken pox. I was covered in green. I was all green, head to toe, because right. They put iodine on every single chicken pox.
Okay.
And I was
all
green.
The time. Yeah.
Covered.
Because iodine is green. I think iodine is clear.
No.
Okay.
Well, this was iodine, a green iodine.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. These are Soviet times. They brought it from Russia. I remember the little bottle.
Did you get chicken pox in Soviet Russia?
No, in America. Good old-fashioned American chicken pox.
But
didn't you have the
Soviet
chicken pox?
No.
Oh.
I had it when I was 23, and I walked into a hospital, and I said, I think I have chicken pox. And they said, why would you come here?
to give it to everybody.
Right, to give it to everybody. And yeah. I was like, well, you're a hospital. And they're like, all right, well, you're going to be in this room by yourself for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they said that I might have had it. I only had two chicken pox.
Oh.
But
maybe
sometimes,
shingles.
Well, it might have been, but they said it was chicken pox, and they were very angry at me, and it made me sleep for a week. But
why were they angry at you?
Because I brought their chicken pox into their clean hospital where people die of staph infections all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
it's a silly thing. Yeah, I think people are a little too scared of chicken pox. It's not a big deal.
Again, we are not pro-plague. Vaccinate your children.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's not scary.
Right.
Right?
But I think when you're in your 20s, it can be. Like, if you get adult-onset childhood diseases,
yeah,
like mumps and measles and chicken pox, it can kill you.
Can it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I think we would have heard of people dying.
No, most people have been vaccinated or have it when they're
okay.
children. It's
yeah,
a
yeah,
rare
yeah.
thing.
Okay, I see.
And so
yeah.
part of the problem is that I assume that part of the problem is that they don't diagnose it correctly.
Oh.
They're just like, I don't feel well.
I see.
I got some spots.
Yeah,
I never had the measles. I had the measles. And then they don't get it looked at soon
Did
enough.
Did you
and
have
then
the measles?
No, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
You would think.
I asked my parents when I was little about things, right? Because when you have kids, now all of a sudden you need to know.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
like,
there's a history
and
lesson that they want to.
They can't tell me. They're like, we don't keep track of these things.
They're still alive?
Yeah. I'm moving my mom tomorrow to Los Angeles.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All
it's
right.
going to be a big day.
That's a big day.
Big day. Yeah.
Big day for her to be close enough to harass you. Right there.
Well, you know, I think she's past her harassing time. Are you okay? You really do have a drinking problem.
I really do. I am spilling tea. Chinese tea, by
Chinese
the way.
Tea. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with it. That's the first thing I will do when I feel not
under
good.
Under the
besides,
weather?
Besides roll or oregano all over my body.
Right.
I put it all over my body, by the way.
Inside now?
No, not inside. But I have taken.
Because it'll burn.
Yeah.
You just told us you
it
have
will.
To dilute it with coconut
you gotta
oil.
You got to be really careful. But there is oil of oregano, which is different than oregano oil, that you can take internally, which I highly recommend for your upset stomach too.
Okay.
Oregano is a natural antibiotic.
Okay. We grow it in the backyard.
Yeah.
Either that or marjoram. Because they're.
They are cousins.
And they are cousins.
Yes.
And so...
At first I thought you said margarine, and I was like, okay, weirdo.
Yeah. What I'm doing in the backyard is making fake butter.
No.
You guys.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
So one other thing I wanted to tell you about that I'm obsessed with.
Please.
Are you okay with all of this? I feel like you're looking at me like...
No, I'm
you're not okay.
Oh, I'm okay. My thing is I'll do those... I'll do dorkdoms that are hippy skippy dorkdoms.
Yeah.
And I like them and I'm on board. But if I do too many, it's like doing too many wrestling dorkdoms.
Oh, okay.
Where I'll start getting emails from Rangers going,
okay,
you talk about this stuff too much.
Oh.
But then, weirdly enough, Star Trek comes up. I never get, hey, there's not enough Star Trek. Could there be more Star Trek?
And do you feel like you have enough Star Trek?
I think that this year has been super Star Trek heavy. Uh-huh. We've done 5 episodes.
Okay.
And there are at least 10 shows, so you'd think it'd be okay.
And how many episodes have you done on NAET?
NAET.
Exactly.
What is that?
Muscle testing.
Kinesiology?
Yes.
Okay. Why are you calling it NAET?
Well, because there's a woman and her last name is unpronounceable.
And is it NAET?
No. Again, I got to look all this up. Her last name is, it starts with the N. It's the N part.
Okay. It isn't the N word.
No, it isn't. Thank God. Oh my God.
That would be so hard. That's what, that'd be so hard for her.
Nambudripad.
Is she Indian?
Yes. Nambudripad.
Have you ever read any of the Ayurvedic stuff?
Yes.
Of course you have.
Of course I have.
What are you, Kappa? Pitta?
I think I'm Pitta. No. Pitta is the one where they're really super, super skinny and they have like their skin is more dry.
I don't know. I've read the book at least twice.
Yeah.
I read a book and it had great recipes in it. and it was Indian recipes for food that were really good for you. And it was
a
lot of
dosha. Variety. There's okay, kapha.
That's it.
Kapha, pitta,
and dosha. Not Sasha. Who's Sasha?
I don't know. She's a great
She's
actress.
She's a nice
I'm
lady.
Sure. You can figure out who you are. Like people that are very tall and skinny. I think your husband. Your husband might be Pitta.
He might be Pitta.
Yeah. They're usually very...
more active and...
Active. They have more angular, like jaw lines, features. You know what I mean?
It's a great way for the Indians to really
cast
people. Yeah. It's real.
Yes.
Talk about a casting. So,
and then when you're in the middle, you're more of like an athletic build. And then there's, I think what my husband is, where they sweat a lot. Their skin is more moist.
What's the kinesiology?
So that is also, that's muscle testing. It also can be used for allergy elimination. So the N is her last name. The A and the E and the T is allergy elimination therapy.
Okay.
And it's where you hold something in your hand.
Yes.
And that's all you're doing.
Right.
And magically, your body, it sends, I don't know what this is. This is craziness.
It isn't craziness.
I totally get that it sounds like just...
How is it any
magical
crazier?
Harry Potter wizardry?
Well, but the thing is you're like they. It's sort of like when the Catholic Church was like, we're the only ones who can read the Bible,
right? We have a direct
right. My
like,
body
conference
can tell
call
me
to God
that I'm not enjoying eating this raw beet juice,
right?
Because I'm going to throw up, and so here's a hint: don't eat raw beet juice.
If you took a raw beet in your hand,
right,
and you held it right, like close
I would
to your
feel
chest,
feel ill.
Okay. And then you put your right hand out, let's say. Mm-hmm. Let's say your right hand's your dominant hand. And I push down with all my might on your hand.
Yes.
And the beat is not good for you.
Yeah.
I will be able to push your hand down immediately. It would not take any effort on my end.
Right.
You would not be able to
resist it.
You would not be able to even keep your hand lifted. Right. But let's say there's something that's really good for you. Let's say iodine.
Yes.
It's super important, Jackie. You need it in your diet. You
trace
hold it.
Minerals.
Trace
very
minerals.
Important.
And you hold it and you hold your right hand out and I push it down. I can't push your hand down at all because the vegetable, let's say, or the you were saying kale earlier, is so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can, your hand is stiff as a board and I will not be able with all my might to push it down.
Right.
That is what muscle testing is.
Right.
That is what NAET is.
And have you met the N in NAET?
I have not. I've read her B.
Her book?
Yes.
Yes. And does she live here?
She's in Orange County. They have offices. She's very old now. Her son has taken over her business.
The beeswax. Mm-hmm. And do you know what her training was?
Just being, I think, Indian is enough. They're magical people.
Nope.
They are magical people.
There's no magical Negroes. There's no magical Indians.
Indians, they all know yoga. They can all do it.
The thing is all of the Indians that, the doctors of mine that have been from India,
yeah.
besides the thousands of Western doctors from India.
Right.
But they were mostly trained in Ayurvedic.
Yes.
Was she trained in Ayurvedic?
Of course. I think they have to be. I think that's legally like...
She doesn't have to do jack. She could just come and be like you and say, without copyright, I'm going to tell you that you got to rub iodine all over your body.
Please don't send Jackie letters saying enough iodine podcasts. Please. I doubt anyone has ever pushed iodine in any of their dorkdoms.
Not at this time. I cannot remember.
By the way, I bought iodine from... the Ukraine.
Oh, did you?
Of course. I have iodine in my house, Jackie.
Well, why wouldn't you? Do you know the salt is iodized?
No. But this is like, again, tincture. We're going full circle. We're coming back tincture.
Right.
This is not...
But you know why they put iodine in the salt? It's because people were missing trace minerals.
Yes.
Because in the processing of salt, they took out all the trace minerals.
What's the first thing that people said stock up on when those nuclear power plants in Japan exploded?
I do not know.
Harry Potter books. No, they said iodine.
Did they?
Iodine.
Okay.
Did you not watch Chernobyl?
No. It's Are you kidding? First... I lived through Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't possibly. I watched a documentary, Chernobyl Today. I saw that documentary.
Yeah.
Where they went through essentially where the plant blew up in Japan and in Chernobyl, and they took a tour. With a crew to see what it was like, and it turns out people left in a hurry. So
still high,
yeah.
Still
they're still bread
dangerously
in the
high.
And then there's a lot of whatever on the
the TikToks. Meters. They're, my friend went to Chernobyl because she doesn't have kids, so I guess you don't have to live long. And they told her like they had to put her through like different stages of like the end of the tour, and then they just take off all your clothes, and they get rid of them.
Okay, so you have to just wear junky clothes.
Yeah,
or they give you a suit or something.
No, for some reason.
They don't give you a jumpsuit?
No. For some reason, no jumpsuit. They should. Or how about just don't do those tours?
Well, if you're some sort of, there's people who like to do, like, dangerous tours.
Yeah, but a thumb could grow out of your forehead. That's not dangerous. That's just like, now it's awkward.
Now it is awkward. But it's it might be too late for the thumb to grow out. Because it's been, 30 years? How long?
Yeah.
You just saw it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, it'll be hundreds of years before it's livable.
Yeah,
but
it's not.
And there are animals there.
Yeah, but they have thumbs in their foreheads.
Well, and they don't recommend you eat them. And those animals are psyched because then they just get to live their lives.
They just go
and not
about.
Be eaten.
Maybe that's how all animals should live, with a little bit of Chernobyl inside of them.
Exactly.
But the
maybe
first
all
thing
the
they
animals
did...
are gonna from the Amazon are gonna move to Chernobyl.
Oh, isn't that a nice place for them? But the first thing they did after Chernobyl exploded, they made sure everyone had iodine.
Oh, because it's...
Well, first of all, it's all they had. That's Zelenka. Everybody get Zelenka. So you have to like... And then when Japan happened...
They handed out some iodine?
I went and bought some.
You bought some just in
case? Of course.
Because of the wind?
I don't know.
You were told of the wind.
The wind, the fish, the water. It's all lapping up on our beaches.
You really got to read this N.K. Jemisin series.
Who is it?
Broken Earth series.
Okay,
she won the Hugo the last 3 years in a row. Science fiction. And W. Kamau Bell's cousin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a comedy connection. I don't know if you read
a
any
San Francisco
science
connection.
I don't know
he's
if
from
she's
from San Francisco.
I don't know that she's from San Francisco.
He is.
I think she's from Chicago.
Okay, I'll read it.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you read science fiction?
I mean, right now I'm just reading parenting books, but
Then some books about tinctures.
Tinctures. And, I will always read a pamphlet on a tincture. I am all about it. I took some this morning, mushrooms. I took shrooms this morning.
So did I. Because I was, I'll when we get off of this delightful, yet another, because the last episode I did with Rebecca Rush was about, there was a lot of crystals and I showed her my rock collection over there. And,
I know nothing about crystals.
You don't know anything about crystals?
I mean, I know they're good and I know like, hey, hold one up to your heart if you want to have a good feeling.
And then put
your
right hand out.
And then see if it's
and then see if it's good for you. Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I know that my mom would take me to crystal conventions.
Oh yeah,
my parents are weird Russians. They kind of like maybe San Francisco rubbed off on them when we moved to the city and we immigrated to America. But they would my mom would take me to get my aura read when I was 8 years old.
Okay,
A picture. Like they take a picture and like the lights like a rainbow around your body, and then they tell you like. What's wrong with you?
Very popular romance novel. Oh. Genre is, and science fiction genre, and I think thriller genre is paranormals. A lot of ghost hunters and ghost finders and ghost romance and ghost...
Ghost fingers?
Yeah, possibly.
There's a lot of that online now where women are getting like molested by ghosts and marrying ghosts and then divorcing ghosts.
But it's not just ghosts, just so you know.
What? What is it?
They're also hunting down ghosts. They're also... It's not just romantic ghosts. Ghosts are also murdering or solving murders.
Ooh,
dun, dun, dun.
I like it.
There are also science fiction ghosts, ghosts from the past that have gone to the future, ghosts from the future that have come back to the past. In other words, people are writing some books, you guys.
And how do you feel about ghosts? Do you believe them?
I'm unmoved by ghosts.
Unmoved?
Unmoved by ghosts. I don't. Karen Rontowski insists that I don't believe in ghosts because I'm afraid of ghosts.
Okay.
I don't care about ghosts. I have a bit right now that I'm working on about how I think about ghosts like I think about dolphins. I don't want to swim with dolphins. I don't want to meet ghosts.
Okay.
I have a theory that ghosts want to hang out with other ghosts. Dolphins would like to hang out with other dolphins.
Yeah.
You ever go to an aquarium and pet a stingray in the thing where you could pet the thing?
I try not to, but
I did once.
Yeah.
And then I was like, how would I feel if a hand came out of the goddamn sky and started patting my head? I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's not that I don't think animals are cool and I want to see the cool animals. I just don't need to I'm going to go hang out with people and watch a movie about it. So
I used to have a bit about my husband and how he's obsessed with like snorkeling and scuba diving.
Oh,
and reaching out to touch animals. And again, same thing where it's like, this is where they live. This is, you don't know where that hole goes.
Well, here's my, but conversely.
Yeah.
I believe that I deserve to pet all dogs. Conversely.
Oh, there you go. Not Chernobyl dogs.
I want to pet your freaking Chernobyl dog.
No.
Maybe we bleed off some of that tick into me.
Well,
this is old peasant stock. This should never have broken down this last week. This should have lived to the very last.
Yeah, I feel like.
And then fall over in a heap.
I feel like Acacian has a good.
That's constitution.
Yeah.
That this should not have broken down. It's Irish and Armenian. There should be no.
Oh, yeah, you can live through everything.
Yeah, yeah. There should be no problems.
Wow. Well, the thing is, you need to come to me next time, please. I like to play doctor.
Well.
I'm not going to put on a latex glove.
No.
I'm just going to rub something on you and give you a few drops of something and a couple pellets and a roller full of essential oils and cover your body in like a warm towel that's been dipped in lemon. It makes you feel good.
Should I go to the Russian spa?
Yes, with vyeniki.
And get a vyenik.
And get beaten.
And get beaten with a soft broom.
There's no problem in the world that cannot be solved by steaming, by sauna, by hot rocks, vyenik, a scrub, an angry Korean.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this Rangers, we've been talking and listening and
I'm worried.
You have just been insisting for an hour, Kira Sultanovich, that you are crazy.
I'm worried that they're going to
Gonna love you.
They're going to
It's not over yet. They're still listening.
Okay.
They're right here, Kira.
I'm just saying. You know, I get nervous.
Right.
I get nervous.
They get nervous too.
They
understand nerves.
Okay.
These are good people.
Thank God I have that chicory.
Yeah. Thanks for being on the show. And everyone, at Kira Comedy everywhere. And let's get sweat.
Go watch it.
Go watch it. Thanks for listening. And Rangers, you know the rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?